This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military says Iran launched drone and missile attacks from the Islamic Republic toward Israel, 300 such projectiles, but said it, with help from the U.S. and partners, shot down 99% of them. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
By Sunday morning, Biden administration officials took a victory lap for the coordinated defense against Iran's barrage. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on ABC's This Week, as carried on X.
Israel succeeded in defending itself, and the United States certainly made good our commitment to help them do that.
Video from Iran after the attack shows people celebrating in Tehran, waving both Iranian and Palestinian flags as their country's leadership vows ongoing solidarity with Palestinians amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
United Nations Security General Antonio Guterres called for maximum restraint on Sunday after Iran's attack on Israel, as he reminded members of the world body that acts of reprisal, including the use of force, are barred under international law.
The Middle East is on the brink. The people of the region are confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. Now is the time to defuse and de-escalate.
G7 leaders offered their full support for Israel on Sunday following the attack by Iran and said they were ready to, quote, take further measures in response to further destabilizing initiatives. In a statement following a video meeting, the leaders of the Group of Seven Powers said they, quote, unequivocally condemned in the strongest terms Iran's direct and unprecedented attack against Israel. This